Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Conference tournaments are tipping off, bubble teams are making their final push, while the top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256. All it takes is a $4 bet. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Joining me now for quarter two of the show is Ross Tucker for Tucker's Tape. Ross, weather's been nicer. Spring practice coming up. You must be really excited.
I am. Yeah, it's been nice to be outside with my daughters and riding bikes a little bit. And it's funny. I always think of this, Jim. I always think, you know, that when the temperature's in the 60s, when it's been in the 20s, 30s, and 40s forever, it feels so warm. It feels so nice. But that first crisp fall evening, when it's been in the 80s all summer, or even the 70s, and that first crisp fall Friday night football or Penn State game or whatever, when the temp goes down to 60 or high 50s, you're like, oh, it's cold. It's cold. It's the same temperature. It is the exact same temperature. And depending on the time of year, you look at it as either being really cold or really warm. It's kind of funny.
It is, and I deal with that same thing, Ross, when I talk to my brother in Florida, and it's always, well, how's the weather? Oh, Jim, it's cold down here. It's only 65. So get that same crap from those Florida from those Florida guys. All right, Ross, let's get to it. For Tucker's Tape, we began last week our positional evaluation. Where else to start? We did the offensive line. Let's make the move over a little bit to the tight ends. And before we talk about the specific players, the Brenton Stranges and Theo Johnsons who currently man the position, let's talk about the legacy that's being created here at Penn State. You have Mike Gesicki, who starred here at Penn State and doing some great things now in the NFL. Pat Freiermuth next. He's going to be going in the draft to the NFL. Just how much does that influence recruiting and everything else with the position?
Yeah, it really helps. There is no question, because when you're trying to get the five-star guys, when you're trying to get the five-star guys, Jim, and you're trying to really get the elite of the elite, there is no doubt that they want to see production at that position. They want to see guys going to the NFL from that position. And Penn State has that recently. I mean, they've had however many years in a row now of really good tight end play. I mean, they went from whatever it was, three excellent Gesicki years, right to a couple of terrific Freiermuth years, three Freiermuth years, I guess. I mean, it was almost a seamless transition, and I just think that people absolutely take notice of that. I think it's one of the reasons why they were able to get Theo Johnson. It is interesting, though, Jim, as we talk, you know, they got two tight ends in the same class when they got Freiermuth and Zach Kuntz, who has entered the transfer portal, and we don't know where Zach's going yet, or do we? I haven't seen that.
I don't think he's announced yet.
Well, so what's interesting about it, though, is there was another tight end prospect that year, actually from Philly. And I think Penn State had already gotten Zach Kuntz over the summer, and they had already gotten Pat Freiermuth. It's Kyle Pitts.
I was going to say.
Wood. Kyle, he might be a top five pick in the NFL draft. He's like a total freak show. I called both of his state championship games as a junior and a senior because he transferred from somewhere to Archbishop Wood for his junior year. The funny thing about that, by the way, Jim, while we're talking about it, they like never threw the ball. Archbishop Wood never, you know, Ryan Bates and those guys, they never throw the ball. They run it all the time. So I actually thought he was going to go to Florida and play defensive end. I just hadn't seen him do very much as a tight end. Now he goes down there, and he's one of the best college tight ends ever. So Penn State might have the second best tight end in the country in Freiermuth, and so it's kind of hard to argue. But there's a kid from Philly that ended up being the best.
Well, the interesting thing there, note on recruiting, is that shows you how inexact that science is. You know, if he played on a team that didn't throw the ball, I imagine that's why we didn't hear so much about him coming out of high school, right?
I think that's a big factor. And actually, I'm glad we're talking about this, Jim, because I think this is important. Pat Freiermuth is the only tight end that Penn State has gotten, I believe, since we've been doing this, that was actually a tight end in high school. Like, Pat Freiermuth played on the end of the line of scrimmage with his hand in the dirt. He was a Y, you know, an in-line tight end, and he was a very physical, dominant blocker and defensive player. Theo Johnson, wide receiver. Brenton Strange, wide receiver. Zach Kuntz, wide receiver. Trying to go back. Nick Bowers, wide receiver, who grew into being like a blocking tight end for Penn State. Who else? I mean, all these other guys were wide receivers. You really didn't see them block very much on their tape. So it doesn't mean that Penn State should go for more of those guys like Freiermuth, because Gesicki was a wide receiver and he ended up being a terrific player. I just think it's interesting that Freiermuth was the one of these guys that was a true tight end, really, in high school. Now, the flip side is, the only knock on Freiermuth, Jim, from an NFL standpoint, is that he's not the most dynamic or electric athlete. And sometimes it's hard to be that if you were a high school tight end. A lot of times those guys that become dynamic or electric athletes were actually high school receivers, big high school receivers that bulked up and ended up playing tight end. Now, the flip side of that is Kyle Pitts played tight end. Kyle Pitts was an inline tight end blocking. I'm surprised he's not a better blocker coming from Archbishop Wood, but that's what Kyle Pitts was. So anyway, neither here nor there. I just thought it was interesting.
It is, but it also probably tells you what a coaching staff, what skills that they're looking for. I would imagine being a dynamic receiver is a more unique, important skill. You could probably teach a guy to block, I think, but that dynamic type player, you can't teach that, correct? Or am I wrong?
Right. So you cannot make someone a dynamic athlete who's not. You can, if they are willing, make someone a better blocker. And I think that's where Penn State's gone. And we actually talked about it a lot. You know, everybody always, when we were talking about Nolan Rucci last year, we talked about it a lot in terms of his older brother, Hayden, who was like a true blocking tight end. And that's just not what Penn State was really looking for. You know, Penn State, under Moorhead and Ricky Ronnie, they're only using one tight end, and the guy was split out a lot like a receiver. They weren't really looking for more of a blocking type of tight end. Right or wrong?
Well, I'll call it right, since they've been pretty successful with it. You know, you can't argue with what Mike Gesicki and Pat Freiermuth accomplished. Ross, let's get to the current guys, though. the one silver lining to Pat Freiermuth having some injury issues last year was Brenton Strange and Theo Johnson got plenty of playing time. I thought they were very impressive. What did you see?
I would agree. You know, both these guys, young guys, I thought did some really positive things. And, you know, the thing, and I think we talked about this, Jim, they are better blockers than I thought they would be. You know, Strange is not afraid to get physical. And even Theo Johnson did some things. These guys were wide receivers only in high school. But for them to play, and I think Strange played, what, a couple games as a freshman, Jim, you know, with the four-game thing?
Right. He maintained his red shirt.
Right. But he did get a little bit of playing time at some point that season. And because they had Bowers and they had Freiermuth that year, but he did get some playing time. But the future is very bright for Penn State at that position. I mean, I think you could argue it's as strong as any position that they have on the team. I mean, that's probably a little bit of a stretch, but I feel good about them having two talented guys who have shown a willingness to block. Strange is a guy that they got fairly late in that recruiting cycle who really looks like he's going to end up being a player for them. And they got him from West Virginia, and he's physical. He's athletic. He's done some good things as a receiver, as a blocker. Theo Johnson, I think. Theo Johnson really has the frame to really be impressive. I mean, he is 6'6", 254 pounds. I think Theo Johnson has incredible upside as sort of an NFL prospect. But even Strange, you know, the thing on Strange, he was like 205, Jim, in high school. He's only 6'3". Well, he's 252 now, and he can really move. So it's a good position for Penn State. Very curious to see how much Mike Yurcich, the new OC, is able to get out of those guys. And then they've got some good ones coming in the pipeline that they've been recruiting the last couple years. I'm excited about even Tyler Warren, you know, the former quarterback. I have high hopes for him at tight end as well. I think Penn State is really well stocked there. I think Tyler Bowen, the former tight end coach, deserves some credit for that.
And just to point out, because of the odd year last year, both Theo Johnson and Brenton Strange have freshman eligibility going forward. So we could see them for the next couple years. All right, that is it for quarter number two, Ross. Stick around. In quarter number three, we take listener questions, and we're going to ask Ross.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the college basketball action. Bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.